Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is Debbie Loosberg, your host of There's a You in Success. Welcome to today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're a first-time caller, welcome. I appreciate you taking the time to listen in about something very important to all of us, your success. For those of you who have been with me before, you know that what we talk about on this show is your inner definition, your own definition, your unique definition of your success. Success is a journey, they say, so it's up to us to continue to make little tweaks as we go along, little adjustments, defining what it is we really want, what we want out of this life. You want to be more successful? Well, change your thoughts about it. For long-term, steadfast success, it all begins with your thinking, the choices you make based on those thoughts, and then the actions that you take. I found this great quote by David Brinkley. Some of you might remember Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. They used to have a nightly news hour many, many years ago. And David Brinkley said this, "A successful man is one who can lay a firm foundation with the bricks that others have thrown at him." I love that because I like to think of success as being something that we feel strongly about, that we are destined, you might say, to go after. Maybe that's our passion, maybe that's some kind of livelihood that we know we are uniquely cut out for. Might be being an artist in a family of doctors. It might be standing on our own two feet and going after what it is we truly believe to be right. It's about building your confidence, recognizing your own accomplishments, being a great communicator, standing firmly for what you believe. And as you know, there are many choices in our world to make, and every day we make choices about what to wear, whether or not we're going to be happy, what we're going to eat for breakfast, how we will respond to situations, how we will react to different people's comments. It's a choice. Everything is a choice. So today I want to talk about yet another choice, and it has to do with expectations. Telling yourself is going to happen next. Are you expecting more good or are you expecting bad? You know, you get what you think about, so put some thought into this one. This episode is called That Other Shoe. Black, bright, neutral, casual, dressy, sandals, flats, heels, Skechers, Nike, Jimmy Choo, Reebok, Payless, and Steve Madden too. Some collect lots, others buy just a few. The importance cannot be overstated, that of our friend, the shoe. But what about the other one? The one nobody really wants to talk about. You know, the one we think is always just about to drop. Do you ever find yourself waiting for it, that other shoe? Well, I caught myself doing that just the other day. Things had been going along so smoothly. Work I love is flowing easily, effortlessly. My family's health and well-being is good. The cars, the house, the yard, everything is in order. And then an ugly old naysaying gremlin whispered in my ear, "Isn't this all too good to be true? Isn't your life a little, shall we say, charmed? Isn't it time for that proverbial other shoe to drop? Ha ha ha." I listened, took his words under consideration, and then decided there is no other shoe. Only the ones I choose to wear on my feet, Mr. Gremlin. "This is the way it is, buddy," I said. "Life has ups and downs, but I sure don't have to spend extended periods in the downs. I get to choose, little fella, so off with you to whisper your non-sweet nothings elsewhere." I did appreciate that reminder, though. Choices. We have them every single day in how to think and live our lives. Not in anticipation of that feared other shoe, but just the opposite. In expectation of more good, following the good that's already here. If we're going to spend energy thinking, let's spend that energy on the good, on the possibilities that can follow. There's more than enough of it to go around, by the way. There's an ever-flowing abundance, in fact, of this good. Just take a look around you. and notice all the good things happening. Nature, springtime, and summer rebirth. People helping each other and overcoming obstacles every day. Kids' joy and laughter. Loving pets, clear blue skies, singing birds. The list goes on and on. Just look around your office environment, if you will. Look at the information you have access to. Look at the amazing people that you've met that you can tap into. So how do you get this flow of good coming your way? Well, it all starts within. You focus on what's right and what's going well, and you make a list. Get out pen and paper and make a list. Then you revel in that revelation of what's going good, that list that you've made, and you say thanks frequently. Then you set a goal or intention of what you want to do, what you want to have next. Then you take some steps, like you're preparing the way for its arrival. Then expect, know that it's on its way. Anything wrong with this way of thinking? Sound too good to be true? Choose your own answer to that question and then act accordingly. I think you know which way is better. We all benefit from you being happy, fulfilled, and your life flowing smoothly. You help us see what's good in our own lives. You set the example, and we're doing that for each other. Since you're choosing, and you are each and every moment of every single day, why not choose good? Here's what I think. We each have a certain amount of time in this world. We are meant to be living lives of joy and charm, filled with and surrounded by all the best that life has to offer us. It's there for our taking. It's our choice. Oh, and lots of shoes, red, paisley, and in all shades of blues. Fill that closet full of them, if that's what you choose. Choose good, and as always, choose to have a wonderful, wonderful day. So there you have it. A little kick, a little bit of inspiration to get you thinking about success. Get you thinking about your definition, how you want to live your life, how you will feel successful, what that means to you. As always, you can get your own weekly email kick by signing up on my website at wlewisburg.com. You can also check out my resources and services, even products. I have something called Well Why Not Manuals that are a series of articles with little action items in it to help you become a better communicator, to help you reach your goals, to help you go after that dream job, and so forth. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. Don't hesitate to email me if you'd like to discuss any of the things we talk about here regularly, ways of reaching your success. Please email, reach out, let's start a discussion. Remember, there is not one more thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside you, that inner success. Your success starts with you. Your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and then the actions you take. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.